T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's become a Thursday staple during the quarantine that we've been doing the greatest snack food, greatest ice cream, greatest SNL star, greatest comedy. You name it, we've done it. And now we've whittled our way down the list to the greatest movie villain of all time. Oh, Stoney, so many directions to go here, right?
Oh, no, yes.
Yes.
You go for like the horror film villain, the the blue collar crime villain. There's the sports villain in movies. There's tons of them.
What's the blue collar crime villain?
I like Gordon Gekko, maybe.
Wouldn't that be white collar?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes. Wall Street.
Yes.
Gordon Gekko. Yeah. Great character by Michael Douglas. All right. Well, I'm very passionate about this. And as I am in most of these, I think there's a correct answer and there's everything else. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for me, it's a two-way tie between Darth Vader. Heather, have you heard of Darth Vader?
I think so. I think I've heard of him, yeah.
He's the bad guy in some of the Star Wars movies. And Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber's right up there, no doubt about it.
Hans Gruber, played by the great late Alan Rickman in Die Hard.
Hmm. Well, the very, very great choices. You can't argue with either one of them.
No, you can't.
But I'm gonna. Since you're picking two, I'm gonna pick two as well.
Okay.
To me, Hannibal Lecter is just awesome as a villain.
Huh.
And
but wouldn't you have him as more of a good guy?
No, no, I wouldn't.
Really?
No, Hannibal Lecter? No.
Well, I mean, granted, he killed and ate people.
No, he was interesting, but I wouldn't call him a good guy.
But he helped Clarice Starling track down Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, true, but no.
So I'd say he's a good guy.
No, he's not a good guy. And the other one...
He did eat some of the security guards, though.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And the other one is the Joker. And you could go for either, you know, Heath Ledger, the current Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, or even Jack Nicholson. That's how versatile that villain was.
Cesar Romero?
Yeah, Jamie.
Was that me?
That's for you. That's for you.
I got shafted?
Yes, you got shafted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. All right.
So, the Joker. Just a great villain.
It's just so funny because I told you guys this story. Like, the first weekend of quarantine, my son was like, we got to watch Joker. We got to watch Joker, Dad. It's such a great movie. It's one of the best movies out there. You got to watch it. And I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And like, it's 2 hours of just disturbance.
Yeah.
The entire 2 hours are really disturbing. And I kept looking at my son going, what is wrong with this kid that he finds this movie so joyful? I don't know what the right word is, but he's like, oh, Joker. Yeah, he just loved it.
Well, two words for that, Jamie, if you answer your questions. Bad parenting.
Seriously. I mean, it's like, oh, you know, when they come and interview the parents, I'm going to say, yes, I did see the writing on the wall when he raved about Joker. Heather, do you got one?
Well, I also put the Joker as well. That would be my top pick. But I haven't watched, I feel like, I've never seen Star Wars. I've never seen a lot of the movies you guys would probably, I don't even know who the other person you picked is. Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber?
I don't know who that is.
Die Hard.
There's a little movie we like to call Die Hard. It came out
Never
in 88.
Seen it. So my picks are going to be different. So my second pick is a movie that I used to watch all the time as a child, and The Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, Wizard of Oz. Yeah,
from,
you know what?
That's Wizard of Oz.
That's a good... That's
or maybe...
A,
I yeah. know, I know!
That's a good one, though.
It's like...
Heather got shafted.
But everybody has seen that.
Yeah.
It's you know, she's been around for a long time.
Oh, actually, yeah. When you talk about a in my life being viscerally scared, The Wicked Witch of the West, I mean, I remember being a kid. I mean, when she came on the screen in all her green splendor, it just scared the crap out of me. Yes.
Myself as
I mean,
well.
She's very
terrifying.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, Michael Myers, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Michael Myers is right but up there, but I never saw, you know, he's on, you know. If you like those type of movies,
yeah, I've seen all of those, so that could be up there. But those, my two are Joker and The Wicked Witch of the West.
You know what I find funny about Heather's movies that she hasn't seen is she's oddly proud of it and almost outwardly defiant. So what happens inevitably is she goes, "I haven't seen Die Hard," and I react like, "You haven't?" And she goes, "No, Jamie, I haven't, and I'm not going to either."
Exactly, and I probably never will.
Die Hard's a great movie. I mean, I know that Star Wars, whatever geeky you want to say.
Right.
But, I mean, you and Colin, it would really – oh, I'm sure Colin's probably seen
it. I'm sure he's seen it, for sure.
You would enjoy Die Hard. Die Hard's a really good
Die Hard's
good
a very good
movie.
Yes. Yeah. Great Christmas movie, right?
Yes, exactly.
Tom and Troy, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Well, Jamie, you stole mine, you bastard. I was going to say Hans Gruber, but – Anyway, yeah, what a great movie, though. He was almost one of those villains where he kind of was sort of endearing in a weird way.
Yes, exactly.
But I thought of another one. Robert De Niro's role is Max Cady in Cape Fear.
Yes, absolutely.
Wasn't he great in that movie? That was kind of eerie and chilling, wasn't it?
Oh, it was Juliette Lewis's coming out party, so to speak. Yeah, he was.
That
was a great.
I knew
character.
Max Cady would get mentioned.
Yes,
that was that was Cape Fear in what early '90s, probably.
Yeah. I mean, you can even talk to De Niro. I mean, even Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver was kind of a villain if you think about it.
But Max Cady was clearly. I mean, that's that the anticipation of him coming to the house at night. You just It did scare you a little bit, for sure.
All right, here we go on the ticket text. 248-539-9797. Kaiser Sose from The Usual Suspects. Right there.
It's a great twist in the movie, not to give it away, the twist in the movie. But because of who it ends up being, he's not scary, you know?
Correct.
Like, they live in fear of the guy the entire time. And then when you find out who he is, you're like, oh. I mean, it's a great twist. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, he's a great, absolutely great villain. Kevin Spacey in Seven.
Yeah, it's very good as well. No doubt. All right, here we go. Hans Gruber and the topic next.
Thank you.
Yep. Three-way tie between the Dark Knight Joker, which was Heath Ledger, Darth Vader, and Thanos.
Thanos was an outstanding villain.
Yep.
I mean, you got to say,
mm-hmm.
he basically took down the entire planet and the Avengers universe, if only for the time machine that thwarted him. Sorry, spoiler alert. I mean, he was a very good villain.
Yep. Heath Ledger's Joker in The Dark Knight is the greatest movie villain. He created chaos just to see the world burn. Good point.
It really is, and Heath Ledger does get a lot of credit for that. Unfortunately, he passed away, as I think the whole Oscar turn of events was happening. I mean, he was not alive to actually win the Oscar, but the dedication that he gave to the role and kind of, I think, didn't he actually kind of change the role, alter the role? Outside of the way it was written.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very, very good.
All right, we have quite a few for Heath Ledger Joker. Got a few for Joaquin Phoenix Joker. This is interesting. I actually thought about this one. Anthony says, this is so easy. Dolph Lundgren in Rocky IV. Drago.
Oh no, I'm very familiar. Yeah. Obviously had the tragic exhibition fight with Apollo Creed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like if you're going to mention Drago, then you got to throw out Clubber Lang, right, Mr. T?
Yeah.
In Rocky III. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Drago was a good villain, but I think Mr. T's work as Clubber Lang was actually better.
Tyler Durden, that's from Gino and Troy.
That's from Fight Club.
Yep. Yeah. Here's a good one. Pennywise, hated clowns ever since.
Oh, God. Wow. Hated clowns before, hated clowns ever since.
How about this one I just thought of? It's kind of weird, but the shark in Jaws.
He was just swimming around doing his thing. I mean, he was doing what sharks do.
Yeah, I know, but he terrorized the whole community. I mean, they just shut down the beaches.
But he didn't do it on purpose. He wasn't saying to himself, oh, I'm going to get you, Amity Island people.
How do you know?
Because it wasn't a bad boat in that shark's body.
If you want to even go deeper than that movie, you might even say the mayor. He was kind of a villain.
The greatest movie villain of all time. The big vote, Vader, Gruber, and a Joker. Those seem to be the big leaders, right?
Yes.
Hans Gruber from Die Hard, Darth Vader from the Star Wars movies, a.k.a. Anakin Skywalker, spoiler alert, and Joker, whether it's the Heath Ledger Joker or the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Is holding up her hand. Heather wants our attention.
My husband texted me. Again, another movie and villain I've never heard of. He says the greatest villain is Hal 9000 from 2001.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Hal. Who's Hal?
It's a computer.
It's a computer.
It takes control of the spaceship and does not allow the astronauts to override it. You know, open the pod bay door, Hal, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's his choice. That's his pick.
I got another.
Really?
I got another Shaft pick, basically. It's kind of under the radar, maybe. Louise Fletcher, who played Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Very underrated villain. Wouldn't let them watch the World Series. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great movie, Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. By the way, very amusing subplot to our little broadcast here. Well, amusing or whatever. But they've mandated that we now have to wear masks in the Entercom building, Stoney. Is that right?
Yeah.
So I haven't been in there in a long time either.
Except in the studio.
Yeah. Well, Greg, who brings in these ticket techs to you, he looks like a guy walking into surgery in Grey's Anatomy.
I know.
Where they just grab the mask and just put it over their face real quick when they want. Because all of a sudden I see Greg running in, holding the mask over his face. Not fully attached, mind you. Just putting it over his face and then running back out again. So good job, Greg. Safety first, buddy.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We got tons of people waiting. Let's go to Mike. What's up, Mike?
This
in Lincoln
is Mike from
Park.
Lincoln Park. How about Goldfinger from the James Bond movies?
Goldfinger.
Is he the best villain?
Or would Oddjob be one? Remember?
There you go. Yeah.
Oddjob is henchman. Yeah.
Oddjob was his henchman, yeah. Or what about Jaws?
Richard Kiel, right? Played Jaws.
Nice. Yes. With
with
the metal teeth.
Yeah. That was a better Bond villain. You're right. I like that one.
And Dr. No, too. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Yes.
One of the first ones. Mark and Warren, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys. How about Khan from Star Trek?
Well. Ricardo Montalban. Yes. And, of course, he wasn't from Star Trek. He was from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. See, this is kind of this holds a warm spot in my heart and Greg's heart, Stoney. When I first started working at 97.1 The Ticket, I didn't work on the morning show. I worked on the evening show with Wojo, but I would often fill in on the morning show. And there was this young upstart producer named Greg Hargrave, and we immediately bonded over Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And Greg, quite honestly, I don't even remember why we made this connection. But it's been very strong ever since. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree. In fact, it is so strong that one time during our quarantine, probably one of the very few times that I've seen you since the quarantine, the pandemic happened. You had to drop some stuff off at the station. And I suggested that through the opening, the glass doors at the opening of the building, that we do the Kirk Spock joining Live Long and Prosper Vulcan salute through the glass, not unlike how Kirk and Spock do it at the end of the movie when, spoiler alert, Spock dies.
Spock dies. Yeah. Okay. But then it comes back. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan is a great science fiction movie. And I mean, I love that movie. So I'm glad you mentioned Khan.
All right, ticket text at 248-539-9797.
You don't want us to keep talking about Star Trek II?
No,
the
I
Wrath
don't.
Of Khan?
No, because we have some really clever ones, too, on ticket text. Scar from Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Scar's a great...
Yes.
I mean, Scar kills Mufasa, pins it on Simba.
Mm-hmm. A kid!
And takes a control.
Kid! Yes.
A kid, and then takes control of the entire jungle, basically. Mm-hmm. And sends Simba off to complete and total isolation. He's a fantastic villain.
Has to be Tony Montana.
Scarface?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Can't have a villain conversation without Viggo from Ghostbusters 2.
Okay. Is that Rick Moranis?
I don't remember. I don't remember Ghostbusters 2 that well. I'm going with sports. This is from Charles and Grand Blanc. I'm going with sports villains from my childhood. Clubber Lang and Johnny from Karate Kid.
Oh, yes. Yes, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
The Cobra Kai. Now, the Cobra Kai is a TV show about the kids from Karate Kid all grown up and how basically Ralph Macchio has lorded over Johnny for all these years, and it's a ridiculously great show. But yes, Daniel LaRusso, champion of the All Valley Karate Championships.
De Niro in not just Cape Fear, but The Fan. He was really good in that. But
I saw The Fan. I never really warmed up to The Fan. Wesley Snipes as a Barry Bonds type character.
Yeah, De Niro was definitely a good villain, but maybe not at the best in this list. Here's a good one under the table. Under the radar. Kathy Bates in Misery.
Oh, yeah.
Great one.
That's a great movie.
Great one.
I think she won the Oscar for that.
I recently just saw that for the first time.
Really?
It might have been during quarantine. Yes.
Wow. How did you make that selection?
Oh, you know what? There was a show, I don't know, Netflix or Hulu or something we were watching that was based off of her character. So I never.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. And I never seen the actual movie, so I watched it.
Now here's
that's really good movie.
Here's another one that's really off the beaten path, but if you think about it, Biff Tannen from Back to the Future. Think of everything he did and how realistically evil he really was. That's from Trevor in Rochester.
Yeah,
that's
very
outside
good one.
The box. I like that. Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men. Yeah. Oh my God, I watched that movie on a plane. What a great movie.
Not to mention the fact that he had one of the great all-time weapons, right?
Yes.
It was like a super air compressor. That's how he killed people.
I know. Remember? Unbelievable.
What's the, I'm trying to think. Would you classify any of the guys in Goodfellas as bad guys? I mean, or because the movie was about them, they really weren't villains.
No, and I was thinking about, any of the Corleones from The Godfather.
Yeah.
But, Michael was kind of a good guy, even though he ran the thing at the, Fredo and the Sonny. I mean, no, they, because we love.
I mean, they were
that's
all
another
bad,
topic.
But they
we always
good,
talk about
guys.
Why guys love. We love those guys.
Sure.
We do.
Yeah. All right. It's 9 o'clock. All right. I think the winner is probably some form of Joker, right, Stoney?
Yeah, for
in terms
keeping,
of most votes.
Yeah, we have a couple more for Hans Gruber. We didn't get to. There's people waiting online. I'll just thank you very much. We have two for the Hitcher, and the one,
Rutger Hauer.
Yep, and one for the Butcher in Gangs of New York, I think.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel
All right.
Day-Lewis.
He's fantastic. It's time for a sports update with Tony Ortiz on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.